Marina Ovzhanikova, an editor at State Control Channel 1, was detained after interrupting this live bulletin, holding up a sign that read, "Stop the war."
I want to thank everyone for their support, my friends and colleagues. These were uneasy days of my life because I spent 2 days without sleep. The interrogation lasted for more than 14 hours. I was not allowed to contact my relatives or provided with any judicial help. I was in a rather tough situation. I'll speak more tomorrow. I just need to rest today.
The journalist, who says her father is Ukrainian and mother Russian, received a $280 fine. She left this message prior to the protest.
What is currently happening in Ukraine is a crime. Russia is a country aggressor. All responsibility for this aggression lies on the conscience of one person, Vladimir Putin. Unfortunately, for the last several years, I worked at Channel 1 promoting Kremlin propaganda, and for that I'm very ashamed right now. I'm ashamed that I allowed lies to be told from TV screens, that I allowed Russian people to be zombified.
The journalist pled not guilty to the charge of organizing an unauthorized public event. It's unclear whether she will face worse consequences and other charges. Her anti-war protest has been met with global support. French President Emmanuel Macron has offered the journalist asylum. While the Ukrainian president thanked her for her actions.
I am grateful to those Russians who do not stop trying to convey the truth, to those who fight disinformation and tell the truth, real facts to their friends and loved ones, and personally to the woman who entered the studio of Channel 1 with a poster against the war.
The Kremlin called her protest a form of hooliganism. Protests like these in Moscow serving as a stark example of how the country is cracking down on free speech.
What we're seeing right now is a catastrophic rollback of fundamental freedoms in Russia. And the Russian lawmakers very hastily adopted new legislation, both installing criminal penalties and administrative penalties like fines for what they call discrediting activities of Russian military forces, but also for knowingly disseminating fake information about Russian military actions that can carry a criminal penalty, prison time, up to 15 years. But they start from pretty hefty fines and also a variety of different terms based on the so-called severity of the offense.
The risk to stand up and speak out weighing just as heavy as the guilt for some in staying silent. Jillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.